Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the weekly weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York City. I'm sitting here at my bright red desk on a beautiful Sunday night. It is 60 degrees outside. It makes you feel like it's still springtime, even though we are in fall for sure. What we do here on the show every week is we talk about what's coming up in the week ahead, what it feels like energetically, how you can use it to your own good advantage and to help you accomplish your life in a meaningful fashion. The premise is the heavens reflect the activity that we're supposed to be getting conscious of. And then down here on Earth, we get to figure out how to use it. So we talk about what the planets are doing and what they're going to feel like. And then you know, oh, that's what that is. Ooh, I feel that. Ooh, wow, that feels like this. Ooh, it's kind of like a little tickle. So we are firmly into the fall with the sun in Scorpio, and we are rapidly approaching the eclipses. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you've read my column, you know that I love the eclipses. The eclipses are coming. So we're going to have an eclipse in a couple of weeks. We're in orb of it now. We're going to feel it building. And what eclipses do is they make us aware of the things we need to become aware of, because literally one of the lights in the heavens disappears. And when that happens, our being goes, oh, wow, I never saw that before. It's almost like a strobe light. You know how strobe lights kind of flash and then the person moves and the light goes black and then it comes on again and the person's moved? Kind of like a slow-mo movie. And you really are aware of the change in the direction based on the lights coming on and off. So when an eclipse happens in the sky, one of the lights goes away. So our first eclipse on the 25th, because they come in pairs or sometimes in threesomes. Last summer we had a threesome. This year we have a pair. On November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving, we have an eclipse that is a new moon eclipse. So what's going to happen is the sun is going to go away and disappear. And then on the 10th of December, we have a full moon eclipse that will be visible over the western part of the United States and across Europe, or across, no, not Europe, across Asia. And that will be the sun and the moon going away, the full moon disappearing. We won't see it here on the East Coast, but we will see it in the west part of the United States. So when we enter the eclipse season, one of the things we also notice is the story from June comes back. So the end of June, middle of June, you were working on something. That story comes back up again. So in our culture, that was when Maria Shriver and Arnold's divorce was blowing up. So we should hear them getting divorced this next couple weeks. The papers will be finalized, the divorce finished. And also in your own life, whatever was going on for you last summer, the story will reappear and say, what do you want to do about me? So your job is to say, well, this is my vision, because it's a Sagittarius North Node. And I want to change my mind, Gemini South Node. I want to release these ideas that I have that are kind of back and forth, and I want to focus on my vision, my direction, what's important to me. So it's a big time coming. We love eclipses. Eclipses very much wake us up and make us go, woo-hoo-hoo. They're kind of like cosmic gooses. You get a little pinch on your butt, and you kind of go, oh, I never saw that before. And also, if we go back to 1992, the story from 1992, and if you're old, the story from 1973, go back 19 years, and that story is back up again. So it's always instructive to look back in time to see the story repeating, because it is the same story, and it comes up with a little bit of an emotional twist. So I was doing a reading for a client the other day, and she had broken up with her boyfriend and then had traveled in South America, and then had moved, and then had moved back to New York. So now she's broken up with her boyfriend, and she's thinking of working in South America teaching ESL. And then she was like, and I was thinking of moving to Oregon. And I said, yeah, but you're going to not like Oregon. It's really wet and rainy, and you're going to want to move back to New York, because the eclipse brings up the same story. And she kind of was like, yeah, right. And she studied astrology, so she was like, oh, you're right. That is what I did. And it's understanding the universe wants us to go from local mind, small mind, gossip mind, early childhood thoughts, 0 to 8th grade, which is the South Node part, to look at the patterns we've created in our life. And he wants us to go to the North Node, the vision, the purpose, the reason, And in her case, she traveled to see the reason. She traveled to see how other people thought. But literally, Sagittarius North Node is read books that teach you how to think. Read books that expose you to new ideas. Encourage your mind to expand. Go to that restaurant you've never tried before that serves weird-looking food. You know, do things that are Sagittarian, that are anthropological, that help you see how other people think of things. It's a very good energy to way to use these nodes, South Node Gemini, Local, North Node Sag. One of my other clients said to me, oh, there's this really good Indian restaurant that opened next door to our store. Why don't you come and we'll have lunch one day? It's like $8.95, all you can eat or something like that. I'm like, ooh, that sounds really good. Love Indian food. New Indian food in the restaurant. New Indian food in the neighborhood. It's looking at the local neighborhood and seeing the places you haven't seen before. Looking at the faraway places and saying, gee, that's my dream. I want to travel there. It's giving that vision an opportunity. It's creating, it's talking, it's communicating. So that's the point of the eclipses. We're in orb. They're going to start happening now. Pay attention to 92. Think back on 73, around Christmas and springtime, those two times of reference, because the eclipses are in Gemini and in Sagittarius. So that's the overarching big theme that we're heading into. Secondly, Mars went into Virgo, and he's going to be in Virgo for 9 months, and we're going to talk about him a little bit today, and we're going to add more on as we go along. Remember, Mars in Virgo, incremental learning, incremental accomplishment. Virgo is step by step, inch by inch, mile by mile. So it doesn't need you to change everything all at once. In fact, if you try and do that, you'll probably be very frustrated. Mars in Virgo also is the revolt of the workers, angry workers. Virgo is the sign of workers, the sign of service people, the sign of people that take care of other people. So Mars in Virgo means those people are going to be angry. So I literally had this in my house. I've got Sotheby's across the street. And since August, the Teamsters have been locked out of Sotheby's. They've been replaced by other non-union workers or scabs, depending on, you know, who's calling them names. And they've been out there pretty much every single day with either this big giant rat or the fat cat with a stogie and the worker crushed in its paw. And if you've ever been in New York and seen the balloons, they're 10-foot tall balloons. We're talking a big rat and we're talking a big fat cat. So Sotheby's auction season has started. And obviously, if you're selling $100 million paintings, you sell to the 1%, which is, of course, who the out of the Take Back Wall Street people or the Occupy Wall Street people are protesting. So the Take Back or the Occupy Wall Street people have been up here a couple times chanting with the Teamsters. And the Teamsters, of course, have gone down to the Occupy Wall Street people. But on Wednesday night, I went out to class. And I came home from class, and let me tell you, there were 400 or 500 people in front of Sotheby's chanting, stomping, yelling, holding signs, Sotheby's sells to the 1%, chanting, shame, 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 shame on you. And as I walked home, you know, because I came from First Avenue, so I was kind of walking into the energy, I'm like, God, it's just like the French Revolution. The only thing we're missing are the torches on the top of the wooden sticks, because we have electricity now. It was really a little scary. And I get here to my corner, and they're chanting, you know, the Sotheby's is breaking up, so all these rich people are coming out, and very differently dressed than the people who are chanting and yelling in the street, and they're shouting at these people, and this one woman looked very terrified as she was hopping into her town car with her boyfriend, and I thought, yeah, you should be nervous. You know, I live in a little schlubby building. Nobody's going to kill me, you know, when the revolution comes. But it was really about the revolution. It really felt very revolutionary. And then, of course, we had the riots at Penn State over the sex scandal and the football coaches, which, of course, is Gemini Sagittarius. Sagittarius rules athletics. Gemini rules children. South Node in Gemini. We sacrifice the children for the sake of the athletics. For the sake of the athletic program, preserving the Sagittarians oftener coaches. Obviously not anymore. The coach has been fired and forward we move. But the riots, certainly, you know, and you know, I was watching Jon Stewart and kind of laughing because he was like, Okay, so you walk into a shower, you see a guy having sex with a 10-year-old. So what part of you did not call the police? Sagittarian, right? It's just very literal, very, very literal energy. So we're watching the riots. We're watching the energy pick up. It's going to be much, much more of this for the next 9 months. Now, you want to look at your Virgo house and see what's happening in that house, because Mars is going to be in that house for 9 months. Last year, we had 100 days of over-the-top Scorpio passion. Now we're going to have 9 months of incremental Virgo progress. Incremental, teeny tiny, but process-oriented. Now remember, Virgos are a little thin-skinned. They're very sensitive to criticism. So when Mars is in Virgo, everybody's going to be a critic, or everybody's going to be very, very sensitive to being criticized. So you want to kind of say to people, especially because Mercury's in Sagittarius right now, what'd you hear me say? And have them tell you. Now, there was a situation I had at one point with an employee, and a friend of mine said, well, ask her what she hears when you talk to her. So I said, oh, that's a good idea. So I said, you know, I said something, you know, and it wasn't a bad thing. It was just a comment. And she reacted, and I said, so, like, what did you hear me say? She said, I heard you were going to fire me. I just asked you to do something. I didn't say, did the word fire even leave my lips? No. People are hearing through a filter. They are not hearing what you think you say. They are hearing what they hear. So you're always in a good position for the next 9 months, as Mercury goes through various signs, to say to people, what did you hear me say? Now, right now in Sagittarius, it's just even getting them to hear it properly. Once we get into Capricorn, which is in January, we're going to say to them, and how did you interpret it? Because Mercury in Capricorn, of course, hears the words literally but doesn't always interpret them well. Right now, Mercury's in Sag, so people are going to be hearing the words and not always going to be getting them. Now, the other thing is, because Mercury is in Sag, which is not its favorite place, right? Sagittarius rules sports. That's why the people were rioting against the child abuse guy getting fired. You know, like, it's like, excuse me, you know, what are you talking about here, people? This guy didn't do his job as a reporter, a competent reporter, adult person taking care of children. He did do what he thought he should do, but he didn't do enough, clearly. So he gets fired, and people are rioting to protest his being fired. Sagittarius. Mercury's in Sagittarius. Mercury in Sagittarius doesn't always see the big picture. It can get distracted. There's too much information. There's too much details going on. There's too much stuff to process, so they're missing pieces. So I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was Ashton Kutcher commented. And then he's like, okay, I'm giving my publicist Sagittarius. I'm giving them charge of my Twitter account. And then, of course, we had Mario Battaglia last week twittering that the bankers should all, you know, give it up and go away and whatever. And, of course, he runs very, very expensive restaurants in New York, well, largely pocketed and presented by people with expense accounts or lots of money, both of whom are bankers. So the bankers had a backlash against Mario. Well, Mario, who do you think eats in Babbo? Who do you think eats at your restaurants? That's it for you. We're not going to eat there. And then, of course, the people that can't get into Babbo go, oh, how exciting, I can get in finally. Sagittarian is out of control. Now, Mercury is in its shadow. It will be in Sagittarius for the next 2 months, okay? So Mercury is in charge of the Virgo. He does not clear Sagittarius until January of next year, all right? So we're looking at out-of-control sensitivity to criticism with the Mars in Virgo, because people are going to say stuff, Sagittarian, and the Mars in Virgo is going to take offense, because Mercury in Sag goes start sentences with words like, frankly, and you're going to be going like, frankly, I don't really want to hear it. And that's totally cool, because Mercury in Sag, excuse me, isn't necessarily interested in hearing the whole story. It wants to hear its part of the story. It's not necessarily interested in all the rest of the story. So when Mercury does not get out of Sagittarius until January 9th, And then it goes into Capricorn, right before Mars goes retrograde. And Mars is going to go retrograde while Mercury's in Capricorn. So we're going to find, you know, a very serious Mars retrograde in the period of time, excuse me, between January and April. But that's for the future. So anyway, Mars in Virgo, sensitive, emotional, great week, great 9 months to go on a diet, great 9 months to start a health plan, great 9 months to write a book, great 9 months to do anything that's a task that you have trouble getting accomplished that's good in incremental steps. Sit down with Mercury in Sagittarius, light a couple of candles, and do the work. Very good way to invoke that energy. Next, and we are having that Mars in Virgo for 9 months, and the men are going to be weird between when it's retrograde, between January and April. And then they're going to calm down and be a little normal. But right now, excellent time to get stuff started before Mercury goes retrograde on New Year's to really launch and push. Get it out there. The sun this week runs from 21 Scorpio to 28 Scorpio. So it's at the back end of the sign. Of course, it's going to go into Sagittarius shortly. And the sun plays with the nodes of fate on Tuesday, the 15th, which means you should watch who you meet that day. Pay attention to people that arrive in your life. There'll be a situation that ends on November 19th with the opposition to Edmidos. And there'll be a change in terms of the vision on the 20th when the sun in Neptune, the sun squares Neptune around 4:15 in the afternoon. And so you'll find your vision is changing and that you're seeing things in a whole new way. And remember, sun in Scorpio sees the layers. It sees the surface, but it also picks up all that other stuff. So while you think you might be paranoid, it always is useful when sun is in Scorpio to double check the other person's reality. They may just be depressed. They may not be mad at you. You want to confirm, because Scorpio picks up energy but doesn't always know what it means. But it is picking it up. You are picking it up, so pay attention. Notice what you're getting. Mercury travels from 14 Sag to 19 Sag. Now remember, Mercury's slowing down, so he's not going very fast, not even a whole 5 degrees in a week. And sometimes he can go as fast as 3 degrees a day. So he's really slowing down because he's going to go stationing next in the week after next on Thanksgiving Day. So Mercury joins with the nodes of fate on Tuesday the 15th, the same day the sun does. So you really want to watch what the contracts are and what's going on. And he joins with the north node and he says, okay, let's go forward. And he releases the south node, meaning he goes, I thought that was a problem, but I guess it really isn't. Okay, I'm ready to go. Then he has a quintile, which with Neptune on the 16th, which is an inspiring, inspirational placement. So when Mercury quintiles Neptune, it gets inspired. It has a vision of what it wants to do. He also has a hard aspect with the mother energy on the 16th, so you can have an argument with your mother, or you can have an argument with creative forces because he's squaring Ceres. And he also is currently running, I believe, still, he was last week. Let me just double check that if he's out of bounds this week, but I think he is. As we go, where are we going here? Let me just look and see if he's still out of bounds. He is. Mercury's out of bounds. So what that means is that he is very much not following the rules that he's supposed to be following. He's doing whatever he darn well pleases. And normally when an out-of-bounds planet is, it follows the rules of the sun. Sun says you're supposed to do this. Mercury goes, okay, and he's happy. So now he's a considerable distance away from the sun, and he's following behind the sun. You know, the sun's ahead of him, and Mercury's behind the sun, or ahead of the sun, I'm sorry. So he's now causing a little trouble. He's a busy guy. He's causing trouble for the sun. He's saying, ha, 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 ha. You know, and not doing so good. Actually, I take that back. He's behind the sun. I'm having a little Mercury. I should have written this down. I always have to do this. Okay, the sun's in Scorpio. Yeah, the sun's getting there first. So Mercury and Venus are kind of fooling around in the back of the bus, and they're not necessarily being well-behaved. Mercury's behind the sun. I apologize. Which means that the sun's going to have an experience, and he's not going to know quite what to mean to do with it And then he's going to get to Mercury, and Mercury's going to say, this is what you're doing with it. This is how we work with it. So Mercury this week also has an aspect with Saturn, a contraparallel on the 20th, where he wants to separate or he has some kind of argument. And he really wants to change things. And he also wants to adjust stuff around the house and home on the 18th, on Friday the 18th. We then have the moon, Venus. Venus is busy this week. She's kind of zipping along up in the heavens. And she goes from 15 to 22. So she's actually going faster than Mercury. Now, Mercury and her have been hanging around within a degree or two of each other for the last couple of weeks. Venus is now going to take off and leave him behind. And he is hanging out with, the node of fate. And she's leaving. And she's in fiery energy. She's very frisky right now because she likes being in Sag. So she actually has a lot of aspects this week, too. On the 14th, she has a connection with the nodes of fate. So the beginning of the week, Venus, the Sun, and Mercury all connect with the nodes of fate. So you really want to pay attention to who comes into your life, who you meet, what their connection is, how you connect to them. She has a fight with the mothering and nurturing energy on the 15th because she's tracking Mercury. She does it a day ahead of him. And then she has an expansive energy with transformation and change. And then she joins up with Eris, the goddess of discord, on the 19th. Because remember, she's going faster than Mercury. So when she talks to the goddess of discord, she's a little cranky. Okay, it's a trine. So trines are positive cranky, which means irritated for a reason. Usually one that you want to grow from. Or irritated just on purpose because they're driving you crazy. But so Venus and Sag is going to be like, you know what? I don't really want to do that. I'm breaking free of this. I'm going to go do something else. So watch her energy really kind of flare a little towards the end of the week on the 19th and the 20th over the weekend. Then we have the Mars, early Virgo, in his aspect this week is a trine to Jupiter, which takes place on the 16th. Now, when he trines Jupiter, he's also going to be moving into a trine with Pluto. So this week and next week, Mars in Virgo is forming what's called a grand trine in the sky, a giant triangle. And what the giant triangle does is it lets you get a great deal accomplished because it's an Earth triangle, meaning it wants to create. It wants to form something in substance that is of value, that is permanent, that is lasting, that is great. So Mars trine Jupiter happens on the 16th, which is Wednesday. And so there's this enormous whoosh of energy that wants to create that we're going to have the beginning part of the week as we have those connections with the nodes of fate. Now, what you want to do, when we have that kind of energy in the heavens, usually what that means is that there's something afoot. That Mars entering Virgo, trining Jupiter, trining Pluto, as the nodes and the Venus and the Saturn, the Sun by declination, because some of you are going, how is the Sun coming to the nodes? The Sun is coming by declination, meaning they're at the same degree in the heavens above and below the zodiac, below the equator. And Mercury and Venus are coming by conjunction and opposition. So it's a big time. And really focusing your vision on what you're connecting to and what your path is, because Mercury and the Sun only meet the node of fate once a year. Now, Mercury's going to hit it a couple times because he's dancing with it during this upcoming Mercury, but normally. So our idea with this is the invitation gets issued and accept it. Say yes to it. Whatever the invitation is, go, you know what, I'm in. I don't know that I want to be in for all of it, but I'm signing up for the first part of it. I'm taking that invitation. It looks good. Because in addition to the invitation, there's a partnership energy that wants to form with you now. And part of your journey, as you're working with Saturn in Libra for the next year and a year or so till next September, is partnering with the Gemini decant. Saturn has three decants, 10 degrees, 10 degrees, 10 degrees. So this, from 20 to 30, he's in the Gemini decant, meaning Gemini is very important. The communication skills, the connection skills, the side-by-side relationships, the me and my sister song, White Christmas. Me and my sister, you know. Lord help the mister that comes between me and my sister, and Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man. That song, remember that song? I don't know if you were a Bing Crosby fan when you were a child. But that song, that there is a sibling energy, that the universe wants us to partner side by side and to reject our sibling rivalry, to release our sibling rivalry and not necessarily buy into it, to understand that it's there and it's there for a reason. But the nodes are moving backwards into the Gemini decan. Right now they are in the Gemini Aquarian decan, right? And they're going to be moving back into, they're in the Gemini Libra decan. I apologize. I should need to write this stuff down before I talk. But anyway, when they get to 10, which is very soon, they're going to be in the Gemini decan, which is all about communication with sibling, communication with partner, at the same time that Saturn's in the partnership Gemini decan. So we've got, and then Mars, of course, is in Virgo, listening to Mercury. Whatever Mercury says, Mars is going to do. Right now, he's really kind of fiery, and he's very, Mercury is in the Sagittarian Aries decan. He's in the pick a fight mode, as witnessed by the people protesting all over the world. And so we have a lot of really volatile energy. And our job with that volatile energy is just to go, okay, I'm supposed to become conscious. Remember, all these things are transits in our chart or in the world's chart. So when you see them in the world, look at that energy and say, what am I supposed to become conscious of with this energy? What is this supposed to be teaching me? And Sagittarius North Node, it is trying to teach you something. In a few years, when it gets into Scorpio, a year or so when it gets into Scorpio, it's going to be trying to transform you. But remember, a couple years ago, you assumed the authority. You became the boss. The North Node was in Capricorn. Now you're trying to learn how to be a good boss, how to be a wise authority. And then once it gets into Scorpio, you're going to go, okay, I understand my own agenda. This is my agenda. This is what I'm working on. You guys can do whatever you want because I know what my path is. And then eventually the nodes get to Libra, which will be very interesting because it'll be about the time that Saturn's in Sag. So they're going to really flip the story that we're working on now, but that's like a few years down the road, so we aren't even going to go there, but it is coming. So your job is, with this week, I know it's a little scattered, it's Mercury and Sag. I'm supposed to give you a lot of information. You go, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do with all the stuff she said. No worries. Make a list. Cross it off. Light a cup of candles. Work on the list. That's your job for the week. Pay attention to who you meet Monday, Tuesday. Big, important people. Right? Pay attention to the projects that you get invited to work on. Say yes to them. And agree to try it. Even if you aren't sure that you like it, you might find that you really like peas with honey, even though you never liked peas all by themselves. All right. So this week, on Monday, the moon is in Cancer. And Tuesday, it's in Cancer. And on Wednesday night, in the middle of the night, it goes with a square to Saturn. So that is a square, which is a challenging aspect that suggests that emotionally you might not feel up to whatever is being asked of you. Say yes anyway, because there also is a lovely moon trine the sun in the middle of that, and lovely working aspects around it, okay? So say yes. Then we go on Wednesday, the moon is in Leo, Thursday it's in Leo, Friday till 2 o'clock in the afternoon it's in Leo. Closing aspect is in opposition to Neptune. You're going to be delusional anyway, that's part of what life is for. The moon opposite Neptune is just give it permission to grow. And, of course, we have the lovely Mars trine Jupiter, so don't worry about it. Moon goes into Virgo late on on 5 o'clock on the 18th. It's in Virgo on the 19th and the 20th. Virgo is a hard-working moon, very practical, with a lovely closing aspect of Virgo sextile the sun in Scorpio. Very transformative, very how do you do it, very what are we doing, how are we doing it, yada, yada. So that's a great aspect. And then, of course, late on Sunday, the moon goes into Libra, which is all about partnerships next week with a lovely closing trine to Neptune. Your job, should you decide to accept it, is to say, I'm in. I'm showing up. I'm in. I wanna. And not to worry about how. Mars and Virgo will show you the step-by-step apprenticeship that you have to take to do it. All you have to do is show up and say, I'm here, I'm in, I'm signing up, and the rest will take care of itself. That's your job this week. Show up, sign up, say yes. The rest will happen all by itself without you worrying about it. And don't worry about how it's going to happen, because you really totally don't have a way to see it yet. You're not going to see it. So that's the end of the show. It's Ann Ortley, Weekly Weather. Have a great week. This is the story for the week of November 14th, 2011. Enjoy, have a great time, and watch those riots. There's going to be riots everywhere. People are mad, and they don't want to take it anymore. And you know what? It's a good thing. They're expressing finally, how they really feel. Not always productively, but, you know, it's being expressed. And once it's out there, we can work with it. So take care. Have a good week. Bye.